one segment left. Let's get right to our calls. Celeste is first on the line and wants to understand a little bit more about net metering and how it relates to the Corporation Commission and blah, 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 blah. Celeste, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rosie. I've been listening to you for years. How are you?
Thank you for listening. I am super fantabulous. We're having a great time out here today.
Great. The question I have is, with all the talk about net metering and the upcoming election, who is it that's really in charge of determining whether net metering goes through or not? And out of the people who are up for election, who is in favor of net metering and who isn't?
Okay. All right. We are not going to be able to give out voting recommendations on the air, but we can go to Cole here and once again re-explain the concept of net metering and who controls it.
So, you know, the control for net metering at the end of the day comes from two different places. First is state legislature that put in the actual laws that, you know, put it in play to begin with. And at the end of the day, when it comes to net metering and any changes moving forward, is controlled by the Arizona Corporation Commission. And so those are elected officials that vote, make decisions on what they think is going to be best for the consumer.
As a third-party observer, I can tell you all five of the commissioners current running are saying they're the ones that need to be on the board to save the solar industry in the state of Arizona.
Correct. And I won't be the one to tell you.
All five of them.
Well, they understand there's a big market. It's a big benefit. Customers want it.
Well, they understand there's a big issue. It's a cloud of confusion that, you know, the last election kind of is overshadowing us still.
It sure is.
But I don't want to go there.
And neither do I. But at the end of the day, all I could say is, you know, do your own homework, do your own research, and find that candidate that makes the most sense for you.
All right. We won't bring on everybody. You had mentioned the SRP program earlier, and someone here says, but SRP is not leasing anymore. So do I have to buy, if I go and I try and get this SRP deal that's great, am I going to have to buy the units that I don't have money for? Can I get them financed still?
We still have financing options, and the question is correct, that there are no leases, at least that I'm aware of currently, in SRP. Now, to say that there won't be in the future, I find that highly unlikely. The leasing companies will figure it out, but... You know, this is the first utility in the country that's imposed this type of program, so it's going to take a little time for them to pull all those pieces together. We still have financing options that work very similar to a leasing program, similar payments, similar savings, and we have a broad range of products for the financing piece as well.
Bill and Gilbert's concerned about panels being a fire hazard. Is Samsung making solar panels?
Now, I have to tell you, that is one objection I've never heard.
Me neither.
And, you know, there are codes and implementations in place. So if you're using any contractor today that is following the National Electric Code, that's following the most recent fire code, you're not going to have, or you shouldn't have concerns about the fire safety piece of it. You know, just kind of a little technical here. We put a 3-foot border around, you know, almost every system we install, so that way firefighters have access to the roof and the certain pieces that they need. You know, I actually personally, I've been involved with fire departments to train some of firefighters so that they understand, you know, how to be safe around it as well. You know, maybe larger fire departments know it, but, you know, some of the smaller ones may not have access to the same training. And so it's the education piece, and it's following those codes. And if you do both of those, you're not going to really have a fire safety issue.
How critical is the cleanliness of the glass of the panel?
You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, what's the maintenance? And everybody assumes you're going to have to clean the panels off X amount of times per year. And in all reality, it only changes your production by less than 1% annually. And it's only during those times after we get the, you know, big dust storm that rolls in. And, you know, in most cases, it's not going to change your production outside of the given range that you were at to begin with.
Okay, very good.
And how does someone get a hold of Sun Valley Solar?
You can reach us at 480-689-5000, and our website is svssolutions.com.
If you're a Rosie on the House listener and you're in the SRP service area, they are offering a special offer that I want you to jump on board for. Call Sun Valley Solar at 480 689-5000. SRP is offering generous incentives, a $2,000 inverter, a $250 rebate, a credit on your bill for 2 years, all to jump on. SRP's trying to get these 300 customers in use so they can mine the data that's going to come out of that, so they can continue fine-tuning the system to better benefit every one of us. And don't forget, what's the word on the federal tax credit? Is that gone?
No, it's been extended. Been extended through 2019 as of right now. Still 30% from the federal government.
Call Sun Valley Solar, 480-689-5000.
Cole, we appreciate it. Thanks for your time. We'd like to thank Old Castle Superlight Block for having us out here for the fastest trial competition. Join us next Saturday live at Sanderson Ford in Glendale, broadcasting live, same time as always, 7 to 11 a.m.
And I think to myself,